Hey everyone, it's Cardiff Garcia. Welcome to The Indicator from Planet Money. Every now and again, we like to play a game called Overrated versus Underrated with one of our regular guests, Tyler Cowen. Overrated, underrated is when we suggest an idea, a book, a trend, really anything, and then our guest tells us whether he or she thinks that it's overrated or underrated. Tyler Cowen actually invented this game for his own podcast, and then we stole it. Well, sort of. He was cool with our stealing it.
I'm Tyler Cowen, and I approve this use of overrated and underrated.
See? Tyler himself is an economist and, probably more important for our purposes, a cultural polymath who reads widely and deeply on pretty much everything. And he also tends to have counterintuitive opinions that are as much fun to hear as they are to disagree with. So in this episode, we cover topics like big data, whether you should specialize in your career or become a generalist, whether you should move to the suburbs, and we asked Tyler to tell us something that is highly rated, but still underrated. That's all coming up after the break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dell Technologies. What can a pizza chain teach you about pivoting? Where does Bitcoin's true value lie? And does your inbox need AI? Search for Trailblazers in your favorite podcast app to hear all those stories and more.
Tyler, welcome back to Overrated versus Underrated.
Thank you, Cardiff.
The show that you invented and we stole.
This show is underrated.
Yes, I agree. Okay, let's do this. Overrated versus underrated. The financial crisis as a lingering explanation for like big current economic trends. Does it still hold? Can we still blame or credit the crisis for what's happening now?
Overrated. Look, we had slow growth in wages from 1999 onwards and an earlier, longer run productivity problem from 1973. The financial crisis was terrible for a while, but in terms of the longer run picture, in a way, it's just a blip.
So the fact that like we've got these stagnant trends now in wages, in growth, it's just a continuation of what happened before, and we can't just blame like the catastrophe of 10 years ago.
Correct. We already had them, and I would say to some extent those long-term trends helped cause the financial crisis.
Okay. Overrated versus underrated, the effects of big data, good or bad, I'm just talking about the significance of the effects right now.
Right now, the public is starting to turn against big data. They think of it as a kind of enemy that is stealing their privacy. When it comes to your privacy, the real enemy is actually your acquaintances and sometimes your close friends and family. So I say don't worry too much about big data. It is underrated.
Underrated. Okay. Studying the humanities as an undergrad.
Significantly underrated. Psychology, philosophy, literature help you understand how people make decisions, why they cooperate. It helps you build vision and mission within the context of an organization. We need more of this at the higher levels, and I'm worried that within academia, sometimes the humanities are not taught with enough passion.
You got a high school senior, blank slate, you know nothing about them. They want to know which single part of the humanities they should major in college. What do you tell them?
I tell them, find a good mentor and interact with that mentor, and you will figure out what it is you ought to be studying.
So it matters less whether it's philosophy or one of the other ones, linguistics, and what matters more is a way of learning how to think. Is that accurate?
And people who will take an interest in you and guide your path of learning. That's
okay.
Right.
Cities.
Cities. I've lived in the suburbs my entire life, so I have to say cities are a bit overrated. You can have much more space in the suburbs. You're more connected to what I would call real life and the multiple sides of America. So I think the suburbs is where the action is.
Do you think young people make a mistake by so fervently going to cities that are super expensive, very vibrant, there's good jobs there, but that maybe there's something to be gained that they don't realize by going to a suburb or by going to a smaller town?
There's a lot of conformity in America's hippest and coolest cities. And that's starting to be a mistake. So much of big cities is about alcohol and sex. And I would say one of those is actually overrated.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know which one. Next up, French New Wave cinema.
It's become vastly underrated. So classic European cinema in general, there's a vitality to it, a non-complacency, a dynamism, an era when Europe was getting back on its feet and rebuilding and doing new things in a way that it isn't so much doing now. People don't watch those movies anymore. They're mostly not on Netflix streaming. It's a big gripe of mine. So vastly underrated.
They're on Filmstruck. Do you have Filmstruck?
I do not. I actually buy discs.
Oh, really?
Which works great. Or even old style cassettes. But most people like streaming.
Overrated or underrated? Amazon headquarters coming soon to a city near you. And I mean you specifically, Tyler. Amazon headquarters might soon be coming to a city close to your own hometown in Northern Virginia.
In terms of likelihood, I think it is going to happen. Now, there's two Virginia scenarios. One is Arlington, right near Washington. The other is Loudoun County, right near Dulles Airport. I'm rooting for Loudoun County because that won't interfere with my commute. That would be great for me. If it goes to Arlington, oh my goodness, my life is wrecked.
That's interesting. So it's kind of like too much proximity and it's overrated, but just far enough away where you get the economic benefits, but it doesn't screw up your commute. Underrated.
Nearby, but out of my way. That's what I'm rooting for. But it might be better for the world to put it in Arlington.
So there's a sweet spot there. Okay. For your career, I mean, not you specifically, but for someone's career, specializing in one thing versus knowing a few things and trying to combine them somehow, specialization, overrated or underrated?
It all depends on the person, but I would say start with specialization. And then if you're truly talented, think about how you might learn to be a generalist. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people should just stick with specializing.
Okay, last open-ended question. The last time I asked you for something that was highly rated but still kind of underrated, you gave me Sichuan food.
Okay.
I want to ask for one more of those. Any topic, any category, something that's highly rated but still kind of underrated.
How about LeBron James? He's almost averaging a triple-double this season.
Right.
And he's, what, 34, I believe? And he's just incredible. He's, say, a much better player than Stephen Curry overall and won't even be MVP this year, which is insane. And he is still underrated.
And he's almost like he just seems to constantly stay the same age, you know? Nothing happens to him. He doesn't get injured. His productivity stays strong, like his production, I should say. Stays very strong. I don't know what's going on there. It's amazing.
It is.
That's a good one. Okay, Tyler Cowen. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
What's unique about the human experience, and what do we all have in common? I'm Guy Raz. Every week on TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey through the big ideas, emotions, and discoveries that fill all of us with wonder. Find it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.